Welcome back to Not Fast, Just Furious. Trav here. We got the normal crew tonight. No guests. Normal show. Episode 19. We're going to talk stocks. Another big sports podcast. A lot going on in sports. And I'm going to make these guys talk sneakers with me because I'm excited. Let's get going. Jared's to be here in a little bit, so we got a full crew tonight.
Let's compile something on iTunes.
Or I need to mess with it.
No, we're good. We're good, boys. It's good to be back. Episode 19. It's something that I want to try to lean away from. And I'm having Travis host tonight. He's on before. I have 100% faith in him. Zach, someday, maybe next year you'll host. You're still in the producer role.
I still gotta evolve to host.
You gotta evolve.
You'll be a protege in any time now. So,
and if I'm hosting, who's gonna produce?
Exactly.
We can all produce.
You're not wrong about that, boys. But hell of a week.
But we'll talk about the week a little bit. Nothing crazy. I mean, the weather in St. Joe
ridiculous.
I mean, just probably the Midwest in general right now is absolutely awful.
My balls are shriveled up inside, boys.
A lot of snow. Even when we're not supposed to get snow, it's been cold. Negative degrees. My furnace in my house has not quit running for like 3 days straight. It's been cooking. It's been pretty rough. It's been very rough.
Something with Zach and I, though. We get some fresh cuts.
They did get fresh cuts. I need a haircut so bad, but I'm going to go.
It was time for one.
Yeah.
No, and he still wears a beanie.
I
didn't do my hair today.
But honestly, with my curly hair, if I want it straight, I have to wear a beanie. I'm good. I'm having it to the side. I'm having my punk rock look. You like it? I feel like I should be on Cyberpunk's game. I haven't played it yet, but I feel like I fit into the mold of it right now. That's just me, though.
Well, dude, I'm gonna keep my length on top. My hair's gonna be fucking long.
Oh, by the way, also this week we got to sing Mini Man.
We did sing Mini Man. It was a good night.
I don't know why I said Mini
Man.
We got
to sing Boys in the Hood again too.
It's a good night.
It's a classic.
But if you guys want to go ahead and get rolling, on your notes, open your notes up.
Open the notes.
Well, I was going to put this on my iPad, but show everybody this video. We're going to retweet this on the Twitter page. You can look at it. There's a good chance you've seen it.
What the fuck?
But I somehow forgot my password to my Twitter. I don't know my password to shit.
He does not know his password to Hulu. Earlier in his Grubhub, I think that's what we used Grubhub
with. Yeah, I had to reset my password for DoorDash to get the wings here.
You've done it with
Hulu multiple times.
More than once, but you forgot your Hulu password 3 times in 1 week.
Yeah, I'm really bad at passwords, but we're going to pull this video. I've already seen it, but I'm going to watch it again. No surprise. Quavo put a chainsaw attachment on his assault rifle.
That's badass.
He's got an AR-15 with a chainsaw attachment, like Gears of War style. And it's hilarious because it's clearly just a Milwaukee drill battery spray painted black. Like all the money this guy has, this thing's so cobbled together.
Is he actually shooting this in this video? I turned my music on.
He didn't shoot in the video. But I thought he was going to.
I'll play right here. I don't think about it,
and it's so slow. Like it's the most impractical thing ever.
So,
but it's absolutely
the real question is: would you take this into combat, or would you just? Is this an aesthetic appeal to go to the firing range and be like, you know what? I want to do that wood. I'm gonna make a cut, like cut the wood, and then go shoot the wood that you wanted at. Oh, that's just me. But then again, I've never fired a gun before, which I really would like to.
We need to do that. I got some guns. I mean, handgun, AR, we need to go. The weather right now obviously isn't going to let us.
So then would you have put an attachment like that onto...
Not a chainsaw.
That's like an extended grip, if you want to add that to it.
You don't... No, it just adds a shitload of weight to the front.
Yeah, it makes your gun, I guess in terms of, combat or whatever. I mean, tactical.
I don't think Quavo's getting in combat anytime soon.
I don't know. I mean, I think Quavo's probably been in combat in his life, so... I would say that then you're front heavy, your gun would sway bad, your weight would be bad, and it's just like...
But at least instead of it going you know how you shoot, I feel like you have to, you always go like that. His is going to go like...
Probably not with an AR, there's not enough kick to it.
I never shot a gun before, so I wouldn't know.
AR, it don't live, it's barely...
The only time I use an AR is when I'm playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, we need to get you to the gun range. AR don't have no kick to it. I mean, 5.56 has, not 5.56, you get 308s and the bigger ones like that, they have a little bit, but... Standard 223.556 and yeah, no kid.
And once I do, if I shoot a gun, I'm gonna be like Charlie on Always Sunny with his gun fever from the first time he pulled a gun.
Yeah.
And you know what? I just don't have it right now. you know what I'm talking about? Is it Mang or Pang or whatever his name is? I think you understand. I don't have it, but I will get it. But I would attach a I want to attach a chainsaw to a gun. If I want to get something more practical for me.
Well, just like that's so practical. I'm convinced you could, like, hit me with that chainsaw and it would just stop on my arm like it had no power.
It just did not sound like it had a lot of power.
It was absolutely, like, that is just the flex. Like, that is ridiculous.
You're better off, like,
duct
taping a pocket knife.
Well, then I'm a bayonet, so, I mean, that's already been, you're better that's already been established. Like, we've seen bayonets.
Well, so he's not the first to put a chainsaw.
I'm freaking pissed. My knife's in my freaking car.
Yeah. You're
I can just go, but hey, my knife looks badass compared to yours.
I don't know, man.
An American flag with an eagle on it.
Have you ever killed anyone with it?
No, have you killed anyone? You stabbed me with yours.
I stabbed you with a fork.
Fork stabbed.
Exactly.
He finishes root beer so I can get a real beer.
Yeah, no, that's weird, buddy. You're drinking a root beer.
This is really good.
You're drinking straight mixer.
I saw it at Menards and I was like...
You had a Sprite earlier.
Yeah, but that was to eat food with. And I also had a beer I had a beer to wash down the Sprite after.
But
I did. Can't say I didn't. By the way, the food was good.
Oh, yeah.
It's just wings, only off DoorDash in St. Joe. I'd give it a go.
This is not a free appetizer, too.
No,
well, I mean, this is a free
they could pay me if they want.
I want them to pay me to eat their food. So. God, that Oreo thing.
Oh, they had deep fried Oreos that tasted like a funnel cake wrapped around a melted Oreo.
It was good.
It was good.
Oh, I forgot to ask the question. What would you, instead if it wasn't a chainsaw, what would you attach to an AR? That's like something ridiculous.
This reminds me, in... what news source was it? One of the news sources was like posting, it was like a gunman thing, it was like the gun he used, and they posted like the AR saying this was the gun he used, and it had like a grenade launcher on it and all this crazy shit. Like it was a straight up like military grade, like grenade launcher on the bottom and all, and they were like, these are the weapons these people are using. Like, and every time you start thinking about like ridiculous gun stuff, that's what I think about. It's so funny. But I mean, I would say outside of that, like, anything besides, like, a foregrip is, or a flashlight's pretty ridiculous. I mean...
Underbarrel shotgun attachment.
Dude, yeah, okay, I was about to...
I mean, that'd be badass, but I don't even know, like, how realistic of a thing
that is. I put that bitch on my M4 when I played Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, but, like, that's Modern Warfare 2.
I know, but, I mean, I could actually do that. I'm talking about, like, something that's ridiculous, like a chainsaw. Like, hell, I'm gonna put, like...
Put a flamethrower on that.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
No, put a t-shirt cannon on it so you get free advertising.
And you could shoot our new NatFest is Furious T-Spring shirts out of
that's
it.
That's true, you could.
What if we got a smaller gun under the gun that shoots, like, shots of tequila into people's mouths?
Oh, you my
call
gosh.
It the gun shot.
The gun
just
shot?
Rip off Always Sunny.
Honestly, that's not a bad idea.
Jared's just sitting my food ship up.
Honestly, I honestly feel like I heard someone walk through the door.
I thought I did, too.
So Jared's just coming here a little bit later on. Yeah, honestly, it might be down at the neighbors. Is it over there, too? It's over there! Alright, so we ordered... he had DoorDashed it, right?
Yeah.
So we DoorDashed our wings for tonight, and then like they said those outside. So we walked outside. Travis, I'm not going to say the location where he lives, but his parents lived next to him, so he thought I was there. No, it wasn't there. And then I just turned around and look on the neighbors to his left. If you go out his door... There is our food, and it's
just
like
chilling right outside their door.
This dude doesn't like these people. I bet it's the same guy. I bet it's the same driver. He probably thought, you know what? I got this. Been here before again.
They were so confused. They took it to the wrong house again.
Good gosh! I just told them the story that our wings got delivered to the wrong house.
Yeah,
well,
dude,
too.
It was just like second time in my life. This is ridiculous. So I was like, he said, why'd you order DoorDash twice in like 2 hours?
He said
hey,
that.
Hey, why would that guy? Hey, you should just tell him. Hey, no questions, bozo.
No, if he's asking those questions, ask him why he doesn't have a curtain.
More questions. What did Jared get for food?
McDonald's.
Oh, my God. He's got Wendy's. I ain't going to go through it.
Oh, no. It's on the receipt. Yeah,
you know,
three
percent.
I mean, it is -1 when you're letting
the... Shut up, Uzo.
It's Travis heat to let out.
Yeah, that is true. He is paying for it. That bill's going to be high. Yeah. That bill's going to be high for Travis.
You see, but, I'm not cold, but I'm going to wrap this blanket around.
All right. DoorDash or what's the other one? Postmates.
Dude, I'm tired of having to sort it down.
The only one I've ever used.
I'm tired of having to sprint down the road when it's this cold.
There's so when
it
I move,
sucks the air.
When I do move to Kansas City, I will. I'm hoping it's there. But there's this app called Grizzly. It's just like DoorDash, but it's strictly you're only getting alcohol for people delivering to them. And I feel like if you get like you know a couple drunks need more alcohol, they'll tip you pretty good.
I mean, I would.
I get. That's gonna be a second job for me. I'm gonna get on Grizzly.
I
think it'd be sweet.
It sounds like a dating app.
Grizzly?
Yeah, for bears.
Well, I mean, there is a bear on the app because it's called Grizzly.
Well, how, like,
it's a grizzly. I know what type of bear you're talking about.
Yeah, but how do you know it's a bear? Like, have you been trying to find men on this app? Or
It's getting alcohol. How are you supposed to be finding men on an app? And I'm not getting
Kramer,
so
are you serving out? You're bringing alcohol to these dudes, and they're trying to bang them.
For the extra tip. That's what I'm going to get big.
Oh, my God. I do not condone any of these actions you guys are talking about right now. No.
Let's just move on.
Are we moving on to the next thing? Jairus will be here. He's on his way.
God, I fucking hate your kids.
We'll wait for Jairus to talk sports, but... I mean, this is more my thing, but we're going to talk sneakers for a minute, because I got the neutral gray 85 Jordan 1s off...
Is that what you're wearing right now?
No. Those are the ones that are on the... They'll be here Monday. I got them off the drop, and I really feel like I should keep them, but I think I'm going to sell them and buy Mocha 1s.
If you're interested in buying...
If you will pay me market value for neutral gray 1s, 10.5, get a hold of me.
Yep.
I would rather sell them to you than StockX, because they are going to go to StockX if not. And then I will be buying Mocha 1s, more than likely. I think that's what I want.
Hell yeah.
For StockX, do you have to like pay them to sell it for you?
Yeah, there'll be a fee.
That's stupid. Like, well, why can't you just eBay it?
Well, I can, but it's harder to sell it then, because all StockX is, like, for me...
Does that verify it?
Yes. I, like...
But yeah, I know you have your tags.
Yeah, like the tag.
Like your dog tags.
Like, that's how you... Like, that's how I know they're real. They authenticate your shoes.
You know what? I want to get, at some point... When I make it in the world, I want to get shoes that have tags like you.
You can get shoes with tags like me right now.
But I mean, honestly, these didn't come with a tag. I probably should have gotten one.
How do they get off StockX? You're not verified.
How do I skip the middleman and just buy the tags to put on my shoes?
Yeah, it's a good question. That's a very good question, because I
can
put that on my
feet. I can. I have a couple of shoes I cut the tags off, and if you can figure out how to put them on there.
Well, I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna look at it.
I had to cut it to take it off.
You would think there'd have to be like.
It's an RFID tag. Is all it is. It's a puck. I'm assuming it ties the shoe back.
Oh, no, you can, it's a pressure point thing.
I cut them off, so.
Gosh, you got it.
Get it to me, I'll jury rig it. I'll verify my own shoes.
Because, I mean, honestly, if someone's going to verify shoes, I'd like for it to be myself, because I know I'm going to be wearing it. Like, what do those tags do besides it saying verified? Like, I see a QR code on it.
Well, the QR code's probably for their warehousing.
So, like, you can look that up and, like, oh, this is
what... No, I don't think it's for me. Like, it's just... That's just how they keep track of what's... What's going through
the
area.
I know there's a QR code function on the iPhone stuff. I'm going to try to look it up.
I don't know. I bet it goes to their website. I don't know. I've never tried this.
God damn it. I need some light. It's not syncing.
What do you want? Hold it?
It's like...
Try a flashlight on it.
Yeah, true. We need a flashlight on this bad boy. So what we're doing right now in the podcast version is trying to get this QR code on Travis's... Whoa.
It's their number.
Can I call it?
I don't want to call it. I'd say it's probably their number.
Call on.
I would say it's StockX's number.
You are called to be completed as the... Please check the number.
That sounds fake as hell.
I'm not sure.
You sure that's verified, bud?
No, I know that from StockX. I never thought about that. But,
No, I honestly, I need to get better shoes, because, I mean, I've had these for 3 years now, which I've actually kept decent condition with these Jordans that I got. I'm not sure which ones they are. There was these ones, they're like a space type, it's like a space purple that Jordan had. The only reason why I wanted them, because I saw there was advertisement for them on PlayStation.
Space Jams?
No, they're not Space Jams, they're like some space stuff. I think it's the XXIIIs.
Oh, I heard some of them.
So it's like, I wanted those, but at the time, there was nothing in like... I mean, I didn't know they're StockX. I didn't know you can order shoes off like that. Plus, I don't have the money to throw around like that. But I just like, I wanted to get those shoes in precise, but now they don't make them anymore.
Sure you can find them on StockX, but they'll be very expensive probably.
Yeah, at this point, yeah, because, I mean, it's not...
The longer they're out, the less pairs there are, and the more expensive they get.
It's true. So, I mean, I do have some Travis Scott's.
Allegedly.
See, that's the thing. I want to get a tag and put on my Travis Scott's. People still think that those.
Still think they're fake. I can look at them.
Granted, I'll just tell you this now. These Travis Scott shoes I got this on is Ollie or AliExpress for like $60, compared to $1,000 when you would actually want to buy the legit ones. I'll spend $60 a coin on there.
That's what you want to
and
do.
Now,
out
and,
there,
now, and now I have it. Like, I just have them displayed in my house, like sitting there. Like, these are dope ass shoes, so I don't feel like wearing them, because one, they don't feel comfortable.
Well, no, because they're gonna be out of really cheap material.
Yeah, it's like, I don't go on shoes-wise. I'm starting to get more back down to the low cut, but I want to get an upper high-top type.
Yeah, these are the only pair of high-tops I have, but I'm with those, and I might make a little video on them when I get them, but part of me really feels like I should keep them, but I wanted the Mocha ones, and I think that's a better shoe for me. I just think it kind of fits what I wear more. Just real excited. This is the first big dub I've had on Sneakers app. I usually am the guy who's heartbroken, but this time I was at work, and I saw the bank charge go when I was on my phone, and I just was like, let's fucking go. And I was being a little too loud for an officer, but I was very excited.
So is it just like you're putting a bid in for it?
No, like it's like they release them. There's a certain amount of shoes, and you get in line on how long it took you to get the purchase through.
So the line is so...
Some are random, some are lines. This was a line.
So once you're on the line, like, when you actually get it, that's when you pay for it? Or do you
Because, like, when I do it, I put my card in and everything.
So once it goes through, it automatically takes the money out?
Yeah, like, that's how I knew I got them, because it charged my account.
Oh, shoot.
Because, like, when you look at it, and it will tell you when you got them, but I just, like, assumed I didn't.
So then what's the best website to go for if you want shoes?
Well, you have to go to Sneakers app. Sneakers it's, app? Like, it's Nike's thing.
It's like the Nike ID type thing?
Similar, but it's not the same thing. This is purely just sneaker and some clothing drops.
Didn't
and like a Virgil Abloh book was sold on there a couple weeks ago. That's the guy who Off-White designer.
Because so. Can't you create your own shoe, like your Nike shoe, on Nike ID?
You can.
You know, it'd be badass if we had like a not fast, just free shoe.
That would be pretty.
Like our, it's like an online. It will tell you how it's created. So if you ever want to get our
kinda
shoe,
like
just
a,
create it.
Kind of like a Bapesta or something, but not fast, just free one.
Be kind of sweet. We should actually play around with that.
Fuck with it.
But that'd be pretty sweet. Because, I mean, I'm not the biggest shoe sneakerhead. But, I mean, granted, you are. You're probably the biggest sneakerhead in the group. Because, I mean, you have 500 pairs of Yeezys, don't you?
I have 2 pairs of Yeezys.
Seems like
he has 4 different Yeezy shoes.
Well, I have 2 pairs of Yeezys.
4 shoes total.
4 shoes total.
2 pairs of Jordans, a pair of Air Maxes.
Which, those are your shittiest shoes.
I have the Dunks. Those the Desert Dunks. Then I have those Coma de Garçons, like 3s. I think I'm missing a pair, but off the top of my head, but it doesn't matter.
The most money I spent on shoes was when I bought my Steph Currys. They're like, they look like they're cotton candies. Like they're blue and purple. Kind of like $140. Which that's been a while. That's the most I've spent on shoes in a long time.
I would say so far the most I've probably spent is like right around $280. On those Coma de Garçons gelites, they were right at $280.
Well, those are actually really nice.
But,
very nice.
But these ones I just got, they were $216, and they're reselling for around $550 right now. And then I'm going to sell them. I'm going to get those Mocha ones, and they're going to be right at $500. So I'll probably
Which the Mocha ones are nice as hell.
They're just Travis Scott ones
without
the logo backwards.
That's why I just like that look. I like the brown, the white, and the black all mixed together and stuff.
So I'll probably go with those. That's just, I've wanted those for a while. I almost bought those a couple weeks ago, but Ed talked me out of it, and I was like, fine, I won't get them.
Why is Ed trying to talk you out?
And then I ended up, I didn't get those and ended up buying that pair of Dunks and those pair of Asics that same day. So I actually spent more money than I wanted.
You didn't get those Yeezy Feelers
Brad Hall's Yeezy Feelers. They're priceless. They're worth between $4,000 and $76,000.
That's perfect. That's
Let's talk about that. Kevin Stefanik. He does a mystery box monthly. I kind of read some reviews and some negative talk, but I mean, it's not guaranteed for nothing. Basically, you're guaranteed $50 worth of retail value, and it's just a mystery box sent to your house. And granted, his shirts are $25. So your retail value is you get two shirts. I can't talk, and then you get like whatever type of accessory he may offer with it. But there's 100 pair of Air Jordan 1s given out. There's 50 pairs of other sneakers, and there's a pair of Jordan 1 Dior highs. So I bought that, and I very plan on making a video on that, and I'll probably link that out on our Twitter page when I get going on that. I'd like to kind of start making some sneaker videos, and
that'd be sweet.
Now that I'm kind of set up in my house to actually be here a little bit, I can start doing some of that stuff. And so, I mean, I don't know. I assume they don't ship out all at once. I meant to look earlier and got sidetracked because I was trying to find a password. But,
You forgot your password, bud.
We'll call B.
Yeah, my order's been confirmed. That's it. It doesn't say either, but it just says I'll get a notification once it's shipped. And I mean, I know, like, you're not just going to get some crap because it goes like, they need to know, like, your shirt size and your shoe size. So I'm assuming these boxes are somehow prepped at order. So, like, I'm not going to get, like, I wear a 10.5. I'm not going to get, like, a size 13 shoe or anything. Like, that's going to actually be that if I get a shoe at all. Or if I get a shirt, I'll get my size. But that's something I'm kind of looking forward to. And, I mean, if he does it monthly and it seems like something that I think I'm interested in, I'll make a monthly video on it and send it out and maybe some other stuff along them lines, just kind of get going on it and try to do stay busy, do something.
So. I'm glad you're doing something more than just. I mean, I have to keep up my YouTube channel too.
Yeah, because Kramer does do pretty good posts on his YouTube channel. I have what mine made, but I don't really have anything on there at all.
Tap into the open/free market that stocks is not.
Stocks suck.
Yes. It's like a love hate relationship.
I'm getting ass raped by stocks right now.
Sold on my stocks about a bitch.
Are you kidding me?
What?
I got logged out of Robinhood. And I don't think I know my password.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Face ID that shit.
My Face ID isn't working now.
That's right.
Because I got this fucking screen fixed and my Face ID don't work.
I
try to reset it.
I don't have thumbprint anymore. It won't work.
Right, that's right. I'm just the baby over here. No, I'm
the old guy. Nowadays with masks, I would like thumbprint better than Face ID.
You know what? iPhone's 8's where it's at. Yeah, no, my stocks, one day I was up $24 and now I'm back down to, I lost all that, so I'm only $7 up from my initial buy-in. So I mean, it's a love-hate relationship right now. I thought some of my stocks, I should have, at this point in time, this was my first big stock of me knowing that, okay, this is when I should have sold. Because now I don't have to second guess it. When it goes up to where I'm thinking it's going to go, boom, I'm getting rid of that. And I ain't going to worry about it.
Hey, bitches, I knew my passcode.
I had a boy. What was it?
I'm telling you.
I mean, but honestly, if you do say it, you could actually, I mean, when you forget it, you can just go back to this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Just listen back.
Or you can get my Robinhood and claim my monies.
No, none of our viewers would do that.
I don't know. Never mind.
No. Talk shit on our viewers, Kramer.
I went down to, earlier today, I was down $10. Somewhere I could have just pretty much lost all my stuff, pretty much. Yeah, was just. But hey, oh, but my stock to watch out for is OGI. It's OMI, Organigram. As here he is,
Jared just walked in.
Your food's up there.
Yeah.
How do
we do?
Heyo.
That door sucks.
Yeah, you're. So when we ordered Grubhub, they ordered. They're not Grubhub. Yeah.
DoorDash.
We went down there. Your food is down there as well for the neighbors.
So the neighbors got the food?
Neighbors got the food.
They had your food for an undetermined amount of time.
They were pissed.
What?
No, they're not pissed.
They could have done something.
Like this past month, I'm up $34. This past week, I'm down $5.
No,
today, I'm down $6.
It's not a bit. I'm just going to be riding the wave at this point in time.
Like, I cashed out. Like, I literally went from 30 to 60, cashed out, and then I sold those NAKD stocks.
Which I'm pissed. I should have sold those again. I would have lost like a dollar out of it.
I got my money back, and I put it. I bought a share and a half of that Sundial that Cam was talking about.
I got a lot of Sundial. Should have sold it.
Should have, but you know, live and learn. I'm just keeping it now. It's like $3 worth of stock that I have. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, no. I'm just keeping my stuff right now.
No, I did really good when I didn't have a lot of money in there. But I got ballsy and put a little more money in, and now I'm losing money.
But you still have a lot of Doge still, don't you?
Doge, I'm selling out of Doge.
What's Doge at right now?
6.5.
Bug.
When Doge comes back up, I'm out.
I cash out of Doge at 9 cents.
When Doge comes back a little more down, I'm buying it again.
I spent enough money on Doge, I should have just went ahead and bought Bitcoin. I would have actually made some money.
I don't see Doge ever reaching Bitcoin.
Yeah, because Tesla, Elon...
1.5 mil in it.
Because you know what he was doing, right? It made 100% common sense for what Elon Musk was doing. He was trying to raise Dogecoin up to where all the Bitcoin buyers started to sell everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it went down to where it could be low. He bought it cheap, and now it's up to like 48, almost 50,000.
Yeah.
To where like
it was Elon, at 50,000.
Also, Elon was just on Rogan as well, and I don't think he even mentioned it.
I need to listen to that.
I'm pretty sure that they bought all that Bitcoin like in early January, before like all the Doge shit.
So why would it go for?
Yeah,
right
they're
now,
47,000 right now.
Do what? Because why would? But then why would that go into effect as of like this past week?
Because like, the way I heard it, they did that shit. Like Tesla itself did that in early January, and then like all the hype raised it up or whatever. Well, maybe I don't know.
No, because it
doesn't make sense. But at the same time, none of it makes sense to me.
No, it's stocks. It does not make sense at all. There's no reason for it to make any sense.
I mean, it's all demand.
You're gambling with your money the entire time. I think I have a better chance of making money off sports betting, which needs to be legalized.
Like prostitution.
I hope they don't.
No.
I hope they don't. Oh, I'm all for prostitution being legal. I don't care.
Isn't that what OnlyFans is?
You can do what you want. I mean,
isn't that what OnlyFans is?
Yeah, that's. I'm not paying for pictures, but
oh no, we need to tread lightly on that. But I mean,
what if we all start not Fast and Furious OnlyFans?
I'd do it. It's kind of like we should do a.
Let's make sexy calendars.
Yes, a calendar like what's
like doing? Jay's calendar, Kilty Pleasure.
It's a calendar of dudes in kilts.
It's funny.
It's honestly, it is pretty funny.
It's very funny.
It's very good. Oh, okay, yeah, no, we should do this.
Because the girl recommended that to us, too. She was like, oh, I know a lot of guys like this one. I was like, I don't think they do.
Wait, hold on. Who recommended you?
The girl at the bookstore.
The dollar store, the mall.
Yeah, that's where we got it.
Do you actually have a kilt?
Brody and May got it for me.
Yeah, it was really funny.
That's, I mean, I wasn't there for your birthday, but.
It was really funny. They recommended that one. Oh, my bad.
Jordan's hit my Jordan, but.
My Jordans are dirty.
We should do a calendar, though.
I think you should do a calendar. I think I'm out.
A nude calendar? Let's do it. No, we have stuff covering, like, I mean.
It'll be tasty.
Yeah, like, say, like this. Put a beanie where you.
Your put a beanie there. On your weenie.
My Supreme Cross beanie, just.
Beanie on your weenie.
No. That's the theme of the calendar. And for each month, you have a different beanie.
Different beanie. Different beanie and a different pose. I mean, I've been hitting up the sauna a lot lately. I can put you in a sauna with a beanie.
My brother called. My brother wanted to know what kind of stocking cap you had. And I was like, he's got a Supreme beanie. He just goes, I feel fucking old that I called it a stocking cap and you called it a beanie.
My boss did the same thing.
What do you think? I call these toques.
I don't know what that is.
It's how people in Canada call stocking caps, toques.
Well, we're right here in America, but
I call them toques.
So we're going to call them a beanie.
Good old US of A.
Toques.
When he's done eating, we'll go to sports. I bet that's the only thing he really. This week was probably.
We're going to talk a lot about sports, but.
Yeah, we're going to be a lot of sports.
I said, I walked in when I was talking about stocks, and I have no idea what your shit is.
I figured sports would be your thing.
Sports, stocks, whatever.
Hell yeah.
By the way, we haven't seen Jay in over 2 months.
Yeah.
I saw Jay last Thursday.
Jay saw me last night.
Wait, we did?
Yeah, that's Friday.
That's right. Yeah, we did see you yesterday. Holy cow! Yeah.
Oh, we did.
I haven't been on the show in 2 weeks.
True, yeah, because we did phone you in when you were in Florida.
Florida.
Okay, hold on. Is Florida is it part of the United States? I'm pretty sure it's like a different exotic location.
Well, that's part of the United States. It's got a different breed of people there.
Oh, there's a bunch of different breeds there.
All right, Florida people are different. Jim.
Bunch of old whites.
Oh, dude.
That's a place to retire. Are we going to retire in Florida, boys?
Clearwater, Florida's ready to retire.
I'm not retired.
No, I'm never retiring. I love my profession. But, I mean, honestly, Florida, though, there's no way in hell I'd want to live there. Too many gators.
Too many gators.
Yeah. Too many snakes.
I don't know, man. Do you ever eat a gator?
Gator's
tastes
good.
Tastes like chicken.
Eat the fucking eyeball off a gator. That's the best part of a gator.
Eyeball. Well, so is there more gators in Florida or Louisiana? Or,
well, if... Swamp people has taught me anything. I would say Louisiana.
Down the bayou?
Going up and down the bayou.
Wait, hold on. Don't you get more crocodiles in Florida than you do alligators, or am I stupid?
Those are the same thing.
No,
so.
Wait.
They're not the same thing.
They're not the same thing.
You know what would be some good? That's, well, they saw you, but you didn't see them. That's the thing. Only thing that I'd be scared of shitless is if someone... there might be if a Nile crocodile is in Florida. I wouldn't be shocked if there's one.
Yeah, there's the crocodiles are in Florida. They're not gators.
What's
a Nile crocodile?
There's a Nile and an American crocodile. You don't know what the difference is.
No, dude. Hey, I'll just go pull up a what?
Is that a children's room? Like
fresh water.
Oh, hold on. Nile crocodile.
We saw a couple of dolphins. That was pretty cool.
Dude, those things would fuck you up.
Those things will literally fuck you. Jay, you want to know what a dolphin does when they see a shark? They swim at full speed and ram it, and it knocks the shark unconscious.
The American alligator is much smaller than the Nile alligator, typically topping out at 15 feet in length. Head shape is another big difference. Okay.
Say 15 foot long crocodile?
Yeah.
That's insane.
They're like mostly tail though.
Shoot, I think. How?
They don't play none of that base to tip. They're measuring from
Dude, I guess there's a big thing where they're worried about the crocodiles and the alligators breeding in Florida.
Yeah,
kind of like ligers.
Yeah.
Like super crocodiles, pretty much?
Yeah.
Crocogators.
Crocogators?
It's a croc of shit, you ask me.
Lobos on that.
That's pretty good.
I'm trying to find a picture, like a comparison trait to it, because, I mean, there's a clear difference between fresh and saltwater.
But while we're kind of waiting for Jay to finish up and Kramer doing some research, so can you tell us about Lost Lake CBD real quick?
Lost Lake CBD is my go-to when I'm feeling any aches, pains, and even if it's you're feeling something that's not necessarily physical, if you're feeling just a little down or you're feeling kind of anxious, Lost Lake CBD can help relieve that. There is one particular type that does have a small amount of THC
in it. Full Spectrum has the full plant in it, so there is a small trace of THC in it.
But the other types won't affect any drug test. It's not going to get you high.
It'll keep you from feeling low.
Amen.
Holy shit. The psoriasis?
This is good for aches, pains, anxiety, depression, sleep issues, pain issues, depression, anxiety, internal injuries, outside injuries, whatever it may be. CBD oil can help you. And if you use promo code NFJF at Lost Lake CBD, you will receive 25% off your first order, and you will also receive free shipping to all 50 states in the United States. And it's a great company. It's a small company. Last episode we had Cam on. Cam is a part of this company. You're not feeding some big greedy corporate. You are helping out everyday normal people, and it's definitely appreciated. So,
all right, I'm gonna explain this because this is the crocodile size chart that I found. All right, so I'm explaining it before I show you the image to you boys. See if I can do it right. So, say you're looking at a graph right now, like a box graph, and they say human is 1/2.
Yeah.
All right, so this Nile crocodile is a 1/1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 and about a third. So that's lengthwise.
Yeah.
That's freaking ridiculous. All right, this megalodon of crocodiles, I don't know how to pronounce it, Parasaurus, it's a 3/1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
That's a big boy.
Yeah, there's an image. There's that thing. But now, that's the Nile is, compared to that bad boy, is a baby. The Nile crocodile is still fucking huge.
Nile crocodile would be about 18. That thing's got to be about 30 feet.
That's ridiculous. And
these there were three seas.
And I know for a fact, freshwater, or even if it's just a regular alligator or crocodile, you got to take 3 boxes away from that. Nile crocodile, I bet there's one in Florida. I bet there is.
That's probably that one that was in that video walking across that yard, that big-ass one.
Oh, that was fucking huge.
It was a big boy.
I don't mess with them, snakes, I'm good.
Or ghosts. Come in my yard, I kill it.
I mean, they have quote-unquote skunk apes, which you can possibly talk about sometime on an urban legend, but one skunk ape went down there and one came back because Jay's here again.
David.
Well, I get to learn to this.
Oh, you're a skunk ape, bud.
I don't know if that's an insult, so you take that how you want.
No, you're a rare breed, bud.
Yeah. Here you go, Jay. Stick.
Don't you mind like a run, man?
No. Oh, God.
You died for our sins.
Oh, my gosh.
Not a legend.
Switch it. Oh, let's do some sports. Come on.
You want to do some sports?
Some sports.
Yeah, stature outside motherfucking zoo to that one.
Jerry's is going to get really loud when we do sports, though.
Jay.
That's good.
Brad Sports World. Hell yeah.
We also got more fries.
Well, the fucker don't talk during my intros.
Oh, my gosh. You just almost stabbed Jay.
Well, you didn't.
All right. We're going to talk sports this week. I have like 4 sports topics. I'm done with the iPad because this is going to close the show, and then we're going to go to questions and all that. So hold on, let me put my iPad where I don't have to worry about it falling, and I don't have to worry about being loud.
Sorry about your intro, bud. He's hosting this week.
Okay. So let's start. Hold on. Let's just go ahead and do it.
So there's no other place to start.
Super Bowl recap.
Exactly.
I have a couple points I wanted to talk about after the Super Bowl, but in terms of the game...
It was great.
Patrick Mahomes is fucking phenomenal.
He's good. Really good.
It is insane. It was a shame that he had to play with a high school varsity team outside of him.
Well, no, the high school varsity team was just the offensive one.
The receivers weren't catching shit either.
It's true.
Even Travis Kelce, I mean, yeah, I get where people are like, well, we had 150 yards. Someone had to have some fucking yards. He still didn't have a great game. Devin White was
phenomenal.
Devin White moves very, very well for being that big and that strong.
Yeah.
Devin White's a glorified superstar now.
Yeah, Devin White is. I think he's a bigger priority than Lamonte David at this point. But it's Shaq Barrett. They weren't even fucking blocking Shaq Barrett. He was just. I don't even know what was going on. I mean,
let's talk about Mike Rumors real quick. Because if you go to his Wikipedia right now,
yeah,
in the last sentence of like the first paragraph, he says Mike Rumors also stood around for a while during Super Bowls when he was supposed to be blocking.
I believe that 100%.
Yeah,
it's on this Wikipedia page.
Like, dude,
hey, Von Miller trashed him up. And
was Von Miller?
Well, in 2012, yeah, but Shaq Barrett also trashed him up. Also, JPP also trashed him up too.
These guys aren't scrubs though.
No, they're decent. They're
JPP should not
that
be.
That dude's ass. Whoever that old lineman is ass.
JPP Rivers. Should not be that good anymore.
There's like a petition to like fans start a petition to get Mike Rivers off the team. That's sad.
It's when a JPP won his first Super Bowl against Tom Brady. And I won his latest with Tom Brady.
Yeah. He hasn't lost a playoff game in his career.
That's ridiculous.
That team, I mean,
crazy.
Honestly, like, just phenomenal. It's crazy because I remember going into the season, Tampa's one of the power group boy bands. They're going to fall apart. And you watch them, and they were fucking awful. I mean, they were bad. And then the Bears stomped their ass. And then they were good.
I mean, no, the last time the last game that they lost was the Chiefs game.
Week 12.
Yeah, but they still didn't. That was still a 3-point game.
Oh, yeah, the Bears one was with the
Bears the one where they got fucked up. Yes, and Tom Brady didn't know it was fourth down, and Nick Foles
that was showing his age bad.
Nick Foles looked bad, and they still won that game. And Mitch played some like that was their statement game. Like they lost and they turned around after that.
Okay, it makes all sense. Nick Foles should have been there for the Chiefs in order to beat Tom Brady
or Eli.
No, because Nick Foles done it.
No, I think Eli. Nope, Eli Manning's the man.
No, I'd still give it to Nick Foles. Big Dick Nick. He used to be a former Chief as well.
We'll see that. Nick Foles is ass. Yeah, he did. That was his first team, wasn't it?
No. That was like his second team back in Philly.
I forgot all about that. That's funny.
But
Philly,
yeah,
he's doing good.
But I mean, just looking at, like I said, they look so bad. They really kicked it on, and I mean. Brady had a really good first quarter, which allowed him kind of just to coast out the rest of the game, which is, it's fair. I mean, it's kind of how the game goes, especially when you have playoff Lenny, Super Bowl Lenny, Lombardi Lenny, playoff.
He should have been the
Barstool
MVP.
Barstool Benny.
Like, Lenny. Leonard Fournette should have been the MVP. It's like, that's the.
Devin White should have been MVP.
Or if anything, give the whole entire offensive line, because they helped that out.
Devin White had 11 tackles, an interception. And Travis Kelce never caught a pass against him.
I called the interception at the end of the game, too.
No, I knew that. But, I mean, Mahomes had to force it. And the receiver's going to catch anything. I mean,
it literally got popped into his hands. It was like a Tyrann Mathieu-esque type interception. Like, he had one in that game, but then he got called back.
It's that one throw where fucking Mahomes is 2 inches off the ground and flings that 40 yards. It's insane.
It kind of reminds me of like a baseball throw when like your shortstop or third baseman's trying to pick it up and toss it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like it's one of them. It's crazy because you look at that and it's in 10 years, people are going to look back at that Super Bowl and talk about how Mahomes was dog shit and played so bad.
But it wasn't his fault, though. That's the thing.
In the first first quarter, he played bad.
No, because he was hitting the receiver's feet on. Because I remember you said, but they should have ran more screen passes. They did. Mahomes was hitting everybody in the feet.
Oh, no. The thing, well, because
his toes fucked up.
The reason why he was hitting him in the feet, too, is because if they would have caught that, they would have lost yards.
No, if they would have caught it, they were going to get fucking creamed by Devin White.
Exactly. And the thing with Tyreek Hill in the first quarter, that should have been a touchdown. It went right through his hands. At first, I thought it was deflected, but when you show the slow motion of it in the game,
it just bounced off
his face mask.
No,
what the hell?
That throw, when he threw it, you were like, what the fuck is he doing? And then it hits him in the face mask.
So he threw it, and there was two Chiefs and three.
He did the thing where he spun and threw it.
He dropped
and
it
in the
bucket.
It was perfect.
It was a good throw.
Yeah.
That's why I've never put Tyreek Hill in the top five.
We were saying that Mahomes needs to get, like, maybe he should learn how to throw the ball a little harder. Maybe just. Punch it in the face mask. Just get
stuck.
If that happens, that'd be hilarious.
But
I wouldn't doubt it, though.
No, Antoine Winfield was also fined $7,000 for
this. Which I think is insane.
That's weak.
All because he's using the signature move to Tyreek Hill.
Well, no, Tyreek Hill.
No, sir, you can't
have
a signature move in the NFL.
Hold on. Tyreek Hill threw the deuces and then did a backflip into the end zone and didn't get fined.
Well, no, they did throw a flag for that for some reason, but then they picked it back up. Remember that?
Yes. Like, I'm saying, I don't care. Like, that's cool with me. Like, whatever. I'm for the little showmanship shit. But, like,
NFL,
fighting him for that.
No fun league.
Especially a rookie who probably only made $1 million. Granted, like, $1 million is a lot of money. But a $7,000 fine, I mean,
All these guys that live luxurious lifestyles.
He's not going to pay that fine.
He'll probably appeal it.
No, someone in his team is going to pay that.
Why do they find seven? That's a weird amount anyway.
Yeah.
It's like $7,259. Exactly. Like, they went down to a T. But all it is...
Because he went to the sideline, and the defensive coordinators and everybody was high-fiving him and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that fine money always goes to charities, too. So most, yeah. most of the time, they double it. Like, they'll say, okay, seven, I'll put 14 in there.
Yeah, the charity your buddy does pocket.
No, he actually gives it to charity, I'm pretty sure. I mean, if we would have had Portnoy in there during Super Bowl last year, was it Super Bowl last year? Oh, it was Super Bowl this year, it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
They didn't do it. They didn't have the fan thing.
Nope. They can't.
They kind of like, well, I mean, they could if they do through tests and stuff like that. They kind of like shoved that underneath the rug and like, all right. So that was a huge draft thing because they're trying to do it for the draft. That's when they started mentioning it because like a week or two after that.
Why don't you kind of explain what this is, though, for somebody who may not know?
All right, so what Roger Goodell said was, if you were the highest bidder, to donate to charities of, I'm guessing, of like what the NFL goes through.
Yeah.
You were able to watch the game with Roger Goodell either at the game or at his house where they did the draft live from this past season where their virtual NFL draft. And Dave Portnoy, the Barstool's owner.
And I would have paid money to watch this.
He was the highest bidder. He made sure he was trying to be the highest bidder. And like, if you don't know like their beef, it goes back. Like,
look it up on YouTube because it is hilarious.
Yes. And he was the highest bidder. They said no. And he still, I don't know if they sent him his money back, but he still put it into the charity, which was sweet because, I mean, I'm not a big Portnoy fan.
He does throw a lot of money in charity.
He does help a lot on charity and also small businesses. So, I mean...
Well, because he started off as a small business, so, like, you're trying to get
better. No, he's... The American Dream fucking made it.
Yeah. He did through stocks, too.
Well, he made more... He got rich from that business. He got wealthy off the stocks.
You got a good point. But, yeah, that was the entire thing like that. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
But Super Bowl was... I mean, it was fun. As a Raiders fan, it was fun.
As a Chiefs fan hater, it was a lot of fun.
I'm just glad last year 49ers lost. I hate the 49ers.
I just did not see the game go. Like, the fact that Kansas City didn't score a touchdown.
That was the first time.
Probably
the 2018.
Fed 17.
No, it's 2017 against the Giants. Yeah, 16 against the Giants. I'm pretty sure it's 16 or 17.
So 17 against the Giants.
I tweeted it out. Because I looked up that stat.
Like,
Alex Smith was quarterback.
An offense that people have said is the best offense we've seen since The Greatest Show on Turf didn't score a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Biggest game of the year.
Which is insane to think.
All eyes on them.
Insane to think. I mean,
did you see the ratings that came out, though?
Yeah.
It was very, very low.
Yeah.
But, which, yeah, like...
I'm actually shocked. It should have probably been one of the highest ratings. It's a little less...
This should have been an insanely good game. And it really... I don't think it was awful. Like, it was not near as bad as, like, the Rams-Patriots
First half was decent, but after that, it just went... It's kept going downhill for the Chiefs.
The second half was just intense, because the Bucs wouldn't let off. They never let off on defense, man.
They couldn't. If they did, the Chiefs probably would have came back.
Yeah, they weren't going to let That's what's crazy about Kansas City, because they're so good on offense. I didn't think that game was over until like 5 minutes in the fourth.
I was going to say, there was like 9 minutes left in the third quarter, or fourth quarter, and they were up, and the Bucs were up 31-9. I still thought...
Yeah, I legit was like, this is going to happen. This is going to be a one-score game. They're going to start doing wild shit. The O-line is still going to play up. Mahomes is going to start making unreal throws. Like, this is going to be a game. And, I mean, it didn't happen, which is sad, and... In my opinion, I know a lot of people think that Kansas City is going to win of the next 10 Super Bowls.
They're already favorites for this.
I think Kansas City's on their downhill slope.
I'm telling you, all right, I'll say this now because I've had this analogy. This has been brewing in my head this entire, like, for the past year.
Talk that shit.
So, Greatest Show on Turf, St. Louis Rams. They went to Super Bowl, they won. Because, of course, they had, like, they're ridiculous. They
Kurt Warner, Marshall Ford,
Torrey. Yeah, 1 yard, Tennessee Titans. Yep. So, that's pretty much what the Chiefs are today. They are the most explosive offense in the league. The next year after that, Tom Brady beat them. Kurt Warner got hurt.
That's where they started.
Yep, Kurt Warner got hurt. And that next season, then we saw the decline of that. Mark Bulger was in there. We saw it started off with Trent Green, which former Chief.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of connections to this. Tom Brady just beat the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes won Super Bowl two seasons ago. Tom Brady beat him. I'm not saying that you can't really compare the injuries to to Kurt Warner and to Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes because it's too different. Because it's
Marshall tough. Faulk was a really big one too when he kind of started getting hurt.
So I mean, Clyde got hurt this past season too. This got to stay healthy.
Don't put Clyde in the same conversation.
No, I'm not going to.
At least not yet.
No, he had to start. He started off with decently with his all-purpose yards, kind of like how Faulk did. But he's not going to be a 1,000 guy at any point in his career.
Oh, they just didn't use.
But
them.
There's a. I feel like there's
they don't
a,
need
there's
to use.
There's them. A similarity to this. There's a similarity to it.
Statistically, when you pay your quarterback, you start losing Super Bowls.
And they're already going to have to start restructuring his contract because they're going to be over the cap here relatively soon.
They're going to have to do that or trade Tyreek Hill
or
Kelsey.
Or Frank Clark, who Frank Clark, I think, is the most overrated linebacker.
No, he is.
He shows up when you actually need him most, but through the first whatever, he doesn't.
He had the only sack of the game for the Chiefs, didn't he?
Yep.
Chris Jones got fucking manhandled.
Oh, he got their center got in his head. Their backup center because A.Q. Shipley is done for his career.
Yeah, he's retiring too.
A.Q. Shipley, great, hell of a career. Touching his ass.
I mean, it was just wild though. I think
they beat him up the whole game.
I'm taking my take. I said this year and the next year, Cleveland knocks Kansas City out of a playoff round next season.
Las Vegas does. It'd be bittersweet if
Las Vegas doesn't make the playoffs.
Yes, they do. Good Lord. So we're going to get J.J. Watt here soon.
Anyways. Oh, boy.
J.J. Watt is not going to make you the playoffs. It's going to help you in two games, and he's going to tear his pec again, and he won't play the rest of the year.
He gets hurt against the Raiders a lot.
Which J.J. Watt getting released is wild to me. I can't believe they had to be able to at least get a draft pick, but I do understand kind of what they did because they wanted to make sure his contract wouldn't burden the team he went to because they want him to have the opportunity for success.
Which is actually nice. They're not going to do that for Deshaun Watson because they already plan on.
No, they can't release Deshaun.
But J.J. Watt's going to Pittsburgh. They're 32 people are free agents on that team. Oh, gosh, he's going. They have so much money. Oh, dude, he's going to Pittsburgh. You can kiss that goodbye.
I think going to Pittsburgh is a waste of his career because they're dumb.
No, they got the quarterback. They got Haskins.
No.
Oh, my God.
They're dumb.
Haskins is so bad.
He's terrible.
They're dumb.
Never trust an Ohio State quarterback. No. Unless they're not done. Big Ben is still there.
He
might have gone from this was 2017. This was last season. This might be him this year, but
he has no weapons. He really like it seems like you think he does.
Juju's not there,
but everybody. Juju's probably gone.
He's gonna. No, he's actually a front runner to go to Las Vegas.
No, Las Vegas or Chargers or Jets.
Well, I seen him and the Jets have mutual interest.
Him and the Chargers would be pretty sweet.
Raiders released Tyrell Williams. They freaked $11 million. I'm just saying.
But like,
he didn't even play that shit.
I know. He's hurt.
I'm telling you, I do think Cleveland might be the team next year.
Cleveland finally realized that they have two top 10 running backs that are can't be stopped, so they're going to give them both the ball 20 times a game.
Kevin Stefanski is very good.
Apparently he's not good against the Chiefs. He's not good against Andy Reid.
They had no business even being in that game, and it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all.
They didn't get killed.
If they would have got the... If Chad Henne... get that first down, that running.
That's game.
They
could have that. They very well could have lost that game.
Chiefs could have, yes, definitely.
But if you let Chad Henne run for 15 yards on a fourth and 13,
like
or third and 13, whatever, you probably don't deserve it.
No, you don't.
You know, the
you don't.
Thing about this too, in the last Super Bowl, two really good quarterbacks out of Michigan were at the Super Bowl playing. Well, I mean, one was the backup quarterback, but who? Chad Henne.
Did he
was
on the Super Bowl last year?
He was in the
Super
Bowl.
Was he
backup
checking?
Back
he was.
Up?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Chiefs and
Niners. Talking
about
him
and Brady.
Oh,
yeah, him and Brady. I thought you were talking about last year's Chiefs and Niners.
Yeah, nuts would have been if, like, say, if someone got COVID, say if it was a Patrick Mahomes got COVID, which they probably would have canceled the game.
I don't think it would have came out that he had COVID. I think it would have been played.
Kind of like the Justin Turner situation. By the way, he just inked
I'm pretty sure at that point, if Mahomes gets COVID, you throw that test out the fucking window and hope Tampa don't find out.
Well, honestly, it's good that he didn't go to that barber gate.
Yeah, that was goofy.
It was very strange.
Like, how this guy gets tested.
Does Kansas City really even have free agents this year?
D-Rob, Sammy.
Yeah.
Sammy, they might release.
Sammy's gone.
Nothing I can think of. They just inked Chris Jones for a new deal. Obviously, got Pat. You got Travis Kelce signed up. Tyreek Hill signed up.
I just think where they're at, I just think everyone else is going to keep getting better and they're going to start getting worse. I mean, Kelsey's getting old enough. I mean, he's great. And then
Kelsey and Gronk are the same age.
They're on a sport rec right now.
Yeah, and they're not young.
30,
31. I mean,
well, for tight end, that's old.
And Tyreek Hill's really just like, well, he's so hit or miss.
Yeah, they go. Okay, I'll just go down the list. Let's just go down the list real quick.
No, I think a lot of their defense is free agents, too.
Sammy Watkins, Alex Okafor, Daniel Sorensen, Rashad Breeland, Damian Wilson, DeMarcus Robinson, Austin Ryder, KO, Clutchio Assembly, Mike Remmers, which they're not going to sign back.
No.
Sherman, Tano Passanio, Daniel Kilgore, Mike Pinnell, Antonio Hamilton, Le'Veon Bell, Taco Charlton, Nick Kaiser, Darrell Williams, Ben Neiman, Charvarius Ward. This entire Yoder, Andrew Wiley, their entire offensive line pretty much. Alex, I don't know who the hell Alex Brown is. Byron Pringle. He is the best wide receiver on the team.
I don't want to go that far, but he's not bad.
Byron Pringle is fucking good. K-State guy, good.
He can be useful for a lot of teams.
So many. 24 players on this list, man. 24. And you can have a feed to field 53.
They
better get the sausage back, Anthony Sherman, because I actually like him.
No, I'm sure they will.
I'm sure a lot of those guys will take pay cuts, too, like veteran deals and stuff.
Yeah, they're going to have to need a... Because, I mean, most of these guys are...
I was still seeing they think Daniel Sorensen will take a vet men.
A lot of unrestricted. Not many restricted. Charvarius Ward's restricted, but he's really not that good.
He's leaving. He's out. They ain't going to keep him.
They got no corner help. They The Chiefs, what they did good in the last...
Tre'Davious Ward's, he's a slow one, isn't he? Or I think of Breland. One of them's pretty slow.
He's very good.
One of them's really slow for
Charvarius is slow.
Yeah.
Rashad Breland, he makes plays. He actually makes plays.
I remember, like, two seasons. Not this season, but
he was suspended four weeks
before,
this season.
Where he was, like... He would just such bad plays. He blew coverage a lot and shit. But, I don't know.
I can talk Chiefs daily because that's what we do at work anyways.
Yeah.
Trying to see what you got on here, bud. Let's talk about Drunk Brady.
Yeah, Drunk Brady. That was very entertaining. Very, very entertaining.
That was awesome.
Granted, I think his little tweet afterwards where he was like, the misspelled thing about
avocado shots.
I think that was staged.
I think he did that
on purpose, but it was entertaining. It was kind of cool. I mean, I know a lot of people want to talk about like being a role model and all that, but I mean, he's 43 years old. I actually enjoy it. Cause, I mean, he did it the right way for so long. I mean, he won six with being straight edge. You know what I mean? Like, New England, you ain't going to go out and act like that. And I thought that was pretty cool seeing him get to do that because, I mean, that's a big moment.
In fact, this motherfucker tossed a ball across from one boat to another.
Yeah, him throwing the triple, that was insane.
Fantastic.
Scotty Miller dropped
Chris Godwin's phone
in the water.
Oh, no, people were so pissed about the trophy thing, but, like...
They're just so mad.
Hate Brady so much they want to be mad at him for everything they can.
They were just hating.
You just watch him. You watch the guy just kill your favorite team for so many years. You just grow to hate him.
Right. It was cool seeing the parade for the Chiefs, like because they haven't won it forever, so people were all excited for it.
Tampa's parade was just really cool.
That's being on a boat.
Yeah, that was really
sick.
And the videos of Gronk just air humping the boat with the trophy.
Hey, shirtless Gronk is badass.
And Brady, did you notice the video where they're guiding Brady through the gate?
Oh, he's like just like
he's wearing a knee brace. He's wearing like one of the linemen.
Those copper fit type
Yes,
things?
He was wearing a copper fit knee brace.
Did Brett Favre get to my butt?
Yeah, it was like really funny. It was like, Brady don't wear nothing like that on the field. But when he goes out to drink, he's like, better put on my knee brace, make sure I'm safe out here, boys. Like,
yeah, he's drinking tequila too, which is good for him. Good for Tom. Tom's drinking tequila. That's a classy drink for a guy his age. I would say class 43.
And all the Leonard Fournette shit where he was like, it's hot out here and I'm all fucked up. He said, I thought Jason Pierre-Paul had all five fingers there for a minute.
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh, man.
Fournette drunk tweeting was hilarious, too. I've seen a lot of those.
God,
I think he's a free agent.
He is. They signed a one-year deal. Him and AB both are. And Gronk. But Gronk already said he's going to want to resign.
I mean, Chris Godwin's already going
to
resign.
Gronk resigned in like week six after he retires and decides to come back.
If Godwin don't resign, that's huge for AB.
No, I mean, if they keep one of them, they're fine. If they keep Godwin or AB, they're fine.
I just don't want Antonio Brown back in Raider uniform. Not really put one
I think someone's going to give Antonio Brown a fucking bag this offseason.
Kansas City, probably.
Kansas City can't give him a bag. They don't have fucking money.
Give him a one-year deal.
If Kansas City gives someone the fucking bag, it better be Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson. Out of 32 teams, Allen Robinson's probably has interest from all 32. There's not one team that doesn't need him.
Besides maybe Tampa.
You can tell me you can't use a 6'3 fucking...
He's very, wingspan. Very underrated.
Allen Robinson's very good.
Zach, what would you do on a drunk boat? On a boat that you're drunk on?
I'd probably drown.
Oh, my God. Lord.
I would need a life jacket.
I'd make sure you have a life jacket.
Are you seasick?
No, I just I don't have great balance on fucking dry land.
Especially when you're drunk.
I would definitely want to drive the boat, though, if I was drunk on a boat.
You know what? I would let you ride the boat. Sort of.
Less stuff to crash into.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. No. You're the guy that wants to, like, start turning it, and you start rolling the boat, and it's sinking.
Right, well, he'll be pissing out and says, not turning fast enough.
Exactly.
I've driven a boat before.
Okay, but have you done it sober?
Yeah.
I'm going to pee,
though. You done a drug?
No, I was, like, 12. It was my grandpa's
I'm
little single engine.
I'll let you do
volition boat.
Oh, there's also one thing that's also on here.
There was a pontoon. I'm going on a dolphin trip or dolphin tour in Florida, and we were driving a pontoon. And I asked him if I could drive the pontoon, and he said no.
You asked them, like, a lot of people, like, if you could fly the plane.
I am never going to see those people again. I'm asking them the dumbest questions I possibly can.
That's why I ask servers and shit, dumbass shit.
Bro, I had to sit next to four random people on planes, like, on the way there and on the way back.
To talk to him?
Oh, dude, I met the coolest fucking girl I've ever in the history of life.
Did you join the Mile High Club?
Not even close. I was on a window seat, and she was there with her fiance.
She passed the stewardess. She sold condoms.
They ain't married yet, Jen.
But I don't know if he likes me or not, but I said something. I said,
don't take me... Did you tell him, don't take me home to your mom?
No.
All right, I'm done interrupting.
I said something pretty smooth, and the dude even dapped me up. He was like, bro, that was nice. And I was like, damn, you're that confident. I'm not going to sit to a girl that you're complimenting me on hitting on her.
Dude, you are, God, Jay, you didn't tell the story to us.
Jay.
Was this on the way there or the way back?
On the way back. I was dead tired. I smelled like shit.
You smelled like
when
shit?
When you sat down,
did you not shower at all when you were in Tampa? Like every single person?
I don't shower on vacations.
We were there for five. We were there 5 days. I took 4 showers.
Oh, you.
Atta boy.
Were you out of control, Jay?
It's out of control!
I got tipsy one night. I peaked.
Hell,
that's the peak in life.
Yeah, but what were you drinking?
Crown Sprite. Well, I ordered a Crown Apple Sprite, and I got 90%.
Hold on.
Oh, bro, that was so nice.
I don't care if we waste this.
I don't know.
Okay, alright, yeah. No, this is a good idea. We need to talk about this, because it's completely fair for the situation. I don't know if you will or not. But
it tastes like code.
Try this Crown
and
Cola.
It is a can of Crown Royale whiskey cola. What's the percentage on that, Jeff?
7%.
7%.
$14 for 4 of them.
It's. I'll let you drink them all, so I'll say what I want. Alright, it's fucking god-awful.
It sucks.
It's a can of Coke.
It's definitely Coke.
And it tastes flat as fuck.
It's flat.
And there's no alcohol taste.
It's too sweet.
It's not good.
No, but it's not good.
I can't even taste that long.
Me and Zach cracked one open, drank half and threw it away.
I took a sip and I'm like,
it's
I
terrible.
Can't do this. I'd rather make my own.
Like, oh, have a Coke if
I'd rather make my own. Honestly, you wasted a lot more money buying this than actually making it on your own.
Yes.
You can get a lot more.
Did you drink all of it? Like, maybe there's some at the bottom.
No, I found no more Crown in there.
You know what? We can probably test see if there's actually any carbonation in that, shake it up, and open it up. I bet there's no carbonation in that at all.
It don't taste carbonated.
No.
So I don't think...
Like you said, it tastes flat.
It tastes very flat.
Oh, they're gross. I would never buy those.
I would not recommend
them. This is the only ones you bought, though, isn't it?
If you don't like them, you're probably not an alcoholic like us, because...
I would argue that the soda is flatter than someone else we know.
We don't go to meetings, so we're not alcoholics.
I'm going
to... Rebecca's your friend.
Alcoholics admit they have a problem.
Do you guys have any more topics? Or I start firing questions?
I said we fire questions.
Fire away, bud.
All right,
start from the new, the late. Just do it, everyone. Like, fuck.
Yeah,
I don't need to tell you to do it.
It's not good. It's not good at all.
How come your friends never want to come out to the club? What club?
Probably the strip clubs, my guess.
What's a strip club?
I'm not paying $20 to go in there.
Yeah, I refuse.
Get me in for free.
Yeah, if you get me in for free, I'll come out whenever you want.
Exactly.
I don't have money to get into a said club.
No, just get a roll of dimes. Ha ha!
Can I like use my card and say you? Can
they
I?
They probably don't like that either.
I'm just gonna give strippers my credit card and then I'm gonna close it when we leave. Report my card stolen. No,
that'd be badass. That's a power move.
I don't want to go to the club here.
I don't either.
Next,
it's not great. How many kids do you think the members of the podcast have secretly? I know zero. For a fact.
Zero.
I don't have any.
Zero.
I do not believe I have any illegitimate kids.
I don't have any kids. I know where my kids
are. So just
kids.
One between all
of them. I don't have any fucking kids!
I want you to know that was none of us who asked that. I do not know who asked that.
No questions.
I didn't ask any questions this for you.
I don't know who asked that.
That was a good one.
All right. What is the best feeling in the world that is not anything sexual? When you lose your pocket knife and you spend days trying to find it, and it turns out to be in Kramer's truck. I felt great that day.
It was in the door compartment, too.
No, it was under my chair. It was under my seat.
He looked for it for so long, and he threw a fit about it.
I like the knife. It matches my other
homeless knife. Because how I found it was, well, I didn't find it. My mom did. From getting groceries out of my truck. And she's like, there's a knife back here? I'm like, oh, he found Zach's knife. She didn't ask any questions. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Shout out to Kramer's mom. For being awesome and for all the baked goods.
Yeah, we got cupcakes up here, Jay, if you want some cupcakes.
Oh, I had way too much food to eat cupcakes.
They're pretty good, though.
This one might spark some resentment.
I haven't even answered my question.
Oh, yeah. Please answer.
Yeah. Like, you've only answered it and you started to go on.
I got sidetracked.
He's asking some of these questions.
My greatest feeling is that fucking home run. Hitting dingers? Oh, my gosh. The greatest feeling in the world. That's not sexual.
You're going to be able to recreate that feeling.
Oh, dude,
summer.
I love it. I love it.
Softball team is going to be horrible, but it's going to be so much fun.
Oh, my team won't be horrible. But
I'm going to be our
Wade
Boggs.
I would say
107 beers he drank in one day is the legend. I read
no,
up
no,
on
74. So.
107 in one day. 74 on the plane.
Yeah,
Wade
Boggs. My cross country flight.
Played for the Phillies.
The Chicken Man.
Yep. The Chicken Man. I found his jersey that said the Chicken Man instead of his real name, and he signed it.
Yeah.
It's badass.
How much was it?
Huh?
How much was it?
$120. It was not that expensive. It's a stitched jersey. It was not that expensive, actually. But I would say sport shoes off sneakers at, because that shit was hype.
I don't know.
JB?
I want to be the fucking typical white dude and be like hitting the game winning three and pick up ball, but...
I mean, that's
pretty dope.
It is. I mean, yeah. Gaming was pretty cool. I'll just go with that.
Game.
Blouses.
All right, this one's going to spark some resentment.
Well, there's two left?
The two after this one.
All right.
Who's better at drinking, Kramer or Zach?
It's a tie. Let's go.
I don't think we get
Zach's getting really good at drinking beer.
I'm seriously, like, I'm really good at drinking. But you guys have this some joke.
Is it a joke if it's been backed up?
It's not been backed up.
All right, no.
I suck at drinking.
We'll agree to a tie.
Yeah, it's a tie.
Is Travis the type of guy to take you home to your mom or would he bang your mom? You don't take Travis home to your mom because he will fuck your mom. I wonder who asked that. Is that you, Kramer?
No, I really don't know who asked that.
That's a good one.
Because I looked at the people who viewed my story. I have no fucking clue who asked that. Everyone in that list, I was like, you would not have asked that, so I'm not sure.
You're wrong about one of them.
Yeah.
Now this last one. Who is Kramer's wife this week?
What the fuck?
Another one. I looked at the people who viewed my story. Kramer, another one. I looked at the people who viewed my story before that. I have no fucking clue who would have said that.
I'm not sure it was, man. That's fucking funny.
Like, it's a random person who asked that one.
Who's my wife this week? I guess we'll have to find out later on tonight.
Come back next week.
Come back next week and we'll figure out who my wife was last week.
And then the week after that, and the week after that.
It's always evolving.
It's like a menu segment.
Who the fuck would ask that?
Dude, I didn't even, like, I think there were six views on my story and I didn't know any of them people.
What the fuck?
I didn't ask
any. Granted, I have a lot of random ass people on mine.
Dude, Zach has half of St. Joe on his.
Yeah, Zach just goes to Quick Cat and adds everybody all the time.
If you're in high school, I will remove you.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Before we close this up, our draft for our 2K franchise we own is coming Friday. So yeah, we'll figure what who we got.
Who do you want? Would you rather? So I only have two.
Ooh, would you rather? Real quick.
All right,
we can.
Oh, I didn't even fucking get one.
No.
Zach is the would you rather guy now.
This is
been a while since Jay's been here. He hasn't.
I was gonna. If we had time, I was gonna hit you with a jabbing with Jay with like no prep, but we don't have time.
Jabbing with Jay.
We don't have time.
All right. Would you rather eat all of your food cold or all your food hot?
Like steaming hot or just regular hot?
Cold.
Like regular hot.
All my food hot.
I'll do cold. I can do. You guys see me eat the rest of that pizza from last week? Cold. So I mean,
I was gonna take that for lunch, Dick. And you just couldn't eat all of it.
Hey, that's not
bad. Crap, the wings are in there.
Those wings are old. I gotta throw those out.
Those wings probably don't taste as good as wings we had last night.
All right, this last one, kind of loaded, but what basic need would you most want to like not have to worry about? And a couple of the options are breathing, sleeping, eating or drinking, going to the bathroom, or being hot or cold.
Sleeping.
That we do not need?
You just don't need to sleep anymore.
You don't have to do it.
I'd be so efficient.
I need to breathe.
You don't need to pee, you already need to breathe.
I already don't breathe.
I can't breathe. But no. I'd go with sleeping too, because you know how much like fucking time, like you said, like...
What were the options again?
Breathing, sleeping, eating or drinking, going to the bathroom, or being hot or cold.
I've been hot and cold.
I like sleeping though. I do enjoy sleeping. I do enjoy a good nap.
Well, now that you say that, I'm changing my mind.
I do enjoy me a good nap. I'd probably say shitting and stuff.
No, I kind of enjoy a good poop.
All right.
That could be a good feeling for the... That's not sexual. So, I mean, technically, when you take a shit, it's not sexual. Or can it be sexual?
I'm going to say no.
I would argue it could become sexual.
I mean, there's a thing called a Cleveland steamer.
You ever, like... I'm not going to say that.
No, I'm not into that.
No, Trev, throw her out there.
hey, Trev, it popped in your head. Might as well throw it.
You ever take, like, a real big poop, and you're like, man, if this was going in instead of out, it'd be kind of gay?
No, I've never.
I can't remember. No, that was not an original thing for me. I cannot remember. Someone randomly asked me that question, like when we were hanging out, and I was like, "Bro, what the fuck have you been thinking about?"
All right, okay, let's keep on the shit topic real quick. All right, so biggest shits you guys had measured by your hands. You're on YouTube, it's perfect for you. If you're on a podcast, sorry.
It was at least 8 Keurigs.
It's probably like honestly that big.
I don't know.
I can't measure it offhand, but I can measure it was sticking out of the water. I don't want to talk about this.
I don't want to talk about this. It's great, but you have to.
Kramer's got a lot of shit on his mind tonight.
Literally. I'm just trying to throw some shit at the wall. Hopefully it sticks.
No,
I don't give a shit.
Kramer's gonna throw shit at your wall.
So it already looks like a fucking trap house in my living room.
Hey, this is pretty bad.
We record in the bad part of the house. The nice part of the house is just left unattended.
I don't want to move the couch back.
I don't either.
The couch is a pain in the ass.
Trap. We'll get an inflatable couch for in there.
Right. Well, we need to get into setup in there with like a different table and shit.
Come back next week. See if we got a setup for the podcast studio.
Little hint.
We're getting there.
We won't. We won't have a setup.
Probably not.
If I know who Kramer's
wife is. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, Kramer's wife. Thanks for watching, guys. Love you.
Piss off.
Piss.